This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Home and Services.
Presented through the generosity of Del Aqua Dental Studios, thevalleysdentist.com, 346-8056. Dr. Del Aqua will make a plan around your scheduling issues, your seasonal issues, with all pandemic precautions. Do not neglect your dental services during this time.
Hey, Joey pals. This is Dr. Renee Del Aqua. Come let me give you the Del Aqua smile, because you deserve it.
You've got a gift certificate from Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bar. Check out the best hamburger in town, 656-7563 for pickup. You've got a $50 gift certificate to First Gallery. They have a new website, 1stgalleryart.com, that is growing every day. Art has been adding to his collection over 40 years and is now selling it. Over 99% of this art has never been framed.
Hi, Joey pals. This is Art Hall. Come and see me at the gallery. I look forward to meeting you.
324-6696. You've got a gift certificate to JT's Diner. Check it out at jtsdinerpalmdesert.com. You've got a gift certificate from Laser Inc. They are an old-fashioned mom-and-pop store offering good old service, tips, and advice. They also have free delivery when you order supplies like ink and toner. Sales, repairs, and supplies for just about all office equipment.
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey pals.
Check it all out at Laser, LASRInc.com. You've got a $150 gift certificate from Martorella Law. Call 324-3212. Okay, Joey pals, all of those things presented by the generosity of Del Aqua Dental Studios. She's so pretty, and she's Mrs. California, and she was Mrs. Italy, and she became a dentist. I think she needs therapy. I kid her about that all the time. You've got Crazy Mel's Yum Burgers and Bar, $50 to First Gallery, JT's, and you heard in our first interview today, they were our restaurant of the week. They have, what do you call the pancakes I love so much? The brown ones. They're, oh, come on.
Whole wheat?
No, I'll think of it in a second. I should have written it down. Anyway, yum. And then Laser Ink, you've got a gift certificate and $150 from Martorella Law. I can't think of that pancake. Okay, you talk while I think. We're talking with Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela. How many children?
Two.
Okay, and my three, and Todd has three. So three and three and two, six, eight. We'll take the eighth caller, Joey pals, at a few minutes and change after 9 o'clock on Saturday, February 20th. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. Buckwheat.
Buckwheat, yes.
I'm going to write it down. hold it, folks. Don't call yet. I love buckwheat pancakes, and they have them out there at JT's Diner. Okay, on your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number eight, I'll send you all that stuff. We're going to open this wheel up again pretty soon. Things are getting better. We're going to have an interview later in the day with Greg Purdy because the tram's opened up.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that good? Okay, back to Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela. A phone number again, 323-JOEY, 323-5639. Yay! Okay, we talked about the report on the county. The numbers are getting better. Talked about Blue Shield coming on board, the two clinics. The test, whether or not you've had your vaccines, should you still continue to get tested? We kind of got started with a conversation about the masks, and Lindsay thought of some things she wanted us to know.
Yes, I think the mask layering is, it's really critical to do it right. So we talked about layering a cloth mask over one of those paper blue surgical masks, and that is a good idea if you can do that. layering two blue surgical masks is not recommended because what you're looking for is a good fit, and two blue masks is not going to give you a better fit than one.
Wow.
There's also the availability of KN95 masks, and many people buy those at different retailers. Those should not be layered. The KN95 is designed to have a very firm fit around the face. So adding an additional mask either underneath or above doesn't contribute to improving that fit.
KN95s?
Yes.
Can I insert a Joey Powell question?
Sure.
I swear. They heard there are counterfeit ones out there. How on earth is it? How do you counterfeit a KN95?
Yeah, I think the report I saw too was counterfeit N95s. And you can make them out of anything really to look like a typical mask that would go through the rigorous testing to make sure it's filtering out.
Which one is it? The
N95. So those are designed to filter out 95% of what we don't want in our bodies, right?
Okay.
What I would suggest to everybody listening is that N95s should really be reserved for healthcare people who are in positions at being risk of exposure to COVID-19 and other diseases. KN95s are things that are available to all of us in the public to wear throughout our day, and that would be my recommendation.
KN95 are for us. N95s are for the pros.
Correct.
The others are for the cons. I interrupted you. Okay, go ahead with your list of what to do. Proper mask wearing. Did you ever think, Joey Pals, you'd have to be up on the latest criteria for proper mask wearing? I say this all the time. Doctors have been wearing masks in surgery, dentists, for 100 years. I have a lot more respect for them than I used to have because I don't like breathing through it. So kudos to the doctors.
Yes, definitely. I think we're all getting a taste of that now.
Yes.
With masks, the most important thing is just try and find a really good fit. Whatever you're wearing, make sure it's at least three layers.
Three layers now.
Yes. So if it's a cloth mask, three layers.
Wow.
Ideally with some sort of filter in between them. And if you can't do that, then try a surgical with a cloth over it. I think that's probably the most accessible.
Surgical.
So the surgicals are those blue paper ones.
You know what I'm unhappy about is people have just begun to settle down and say, we're all wearing our masks, we're wearing them up over our noses. Now we've got to go back around and say, how many layers are you wearing? Doggone it. Get vaccinated, folks.
Exactly. And the last thing on masks is just that the ones that really are not recommended are those very thin gaiter masks, as well as any mask that has a filter system that you can see.
Oh.
A valve system.
That lets air in and out.
Yeah. The valve system really exposes people to most of what you're breathing out. It protects you. It does not protect anybody else. So if you have one of those valve masks, I would encourage you to try and find something else that doesn't have a valve.
Gotcha. Oh, you're so wonderful. The Medicine Cabinet, starring Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela. Okay, let's turn the page. Talk about new drugs, new treatments.
Oh, yes. So we're getting a lot of experience with that at Desert Oasis Healthcare. We've started using bamlanivimab in our immediate care. And
okay. If I walk into your immediate care here or in Indio.
Yes.
Why have I walked in there? Because I have symptoms?
Because you have symptoms.
Okay. And instantly you...
What we'll do is we will assess you. See if those symptoms match COVID-19 symptoms.
Check my tongue.
Exactly. When we do, we'll go ahead and test you. And we might give you one of two tests. If you're symptomatic, meaning you have symptoms right there,
okay,
then we'll give you a rapid test. And that means that within about 20 minutes, you'll know if it's positive or negative. If your symptoms are severe enough, but you're not using oxygen, and we don't think that you need to immediately go to the hospital, you might be a candidate for bamlanivimab.
Is that an injection?
Yes, it's an infusion.
Wait. Is an infusion different from an injection?
An injection can be multiple different things. So when you get your vaccine, that is an injection. It's very quick. It goes right into the muscle. Then there are infusions which go directly into your bloodstream.
It's like an IV.
It's like an IV. And it does take some time. The whole process is, you know, between 3 and 4 hours for you to be there. Yes.
Okay.
We have a very strong protocol on how to use that. And it includes a lot of monitoring to make sure that everything goes well. But these are the monoclonal antibodies that you've heard a lot about on the news. Bamlanivimab is one. We're also getting Regeneron, which is a combination of two antibodies. And the dual antibody therapy with Regeneron is something that has shown some really great results.
Gee whiz. But you have to be at a certain stage of COVID to get these two things, BAM and Regeneron?
That's correct. Okay. And we'll assess you for those. We have a checklist to make sure that we're giving it to the most appropriate people. And the goal is, if we can use this in the right people, we can avoid a lot of people from having to go to the hospital.
That's great. And you have a supply of BAM and Regeneron.
Yes.
Okay.
This is all, again, under emergency use authorization. And what's really notable about emergency use authorization drugs and vaccines are that they're free. They're free to Desert Oasis to give, and they're free to people to receive. So you should never be asked to pay when you're getting a COVID vaccine. You should
be
never
afraid to
absolutely not
get in line for it.
If you're being asked to pay for a COVID-19 vaccine, you need to really question where you are. And the same with getting a monoclonal antibody right now for COVID-19.
A monoclonal antibody. What does that mean again? Monoclonal. Tell me what it means.
So what it is we've basically engineered or recreated the antibodies that sick people might have from getting COVID-19. And we've made enough of it to be able to provide it to people. So it's as if we're putting a metal rod in your leg to replace your bone.
Okay.
It's something that we're giving you to make up for something you don't have.
Gotcha.
You don't have the antibodies to fight this infection. We will give them to you, and
understood,
you can fight your infection.
Monoclonal antibody. Hey, Joey Pals, we're almost pharmacists. We can say remdesivir, hydroxychloroquine, bamlanivimab, and Regeneron.
Look at your vocabulary.
Sign me up. Now we've learned monoclonal antibodies. How do you feel about all this? Pretty positive?
I do. I
in
feel
the, in the 50 weeks we've been doing.
Our toolbox is certainly growing. And that's what's really important. We have vaccines that are coming out now, and everybody who's appropriate for them should continue to try and get those. We have monoclonal antibodies to help with treatment. We have other drugs that you can use in the hospital if you happen to get to that point.
More drugs than the ones we've been talking about?
Well, you said one of them, remdesivir.
Yeah, that was one of the first ones
it was.
You guys taught me.
And that's more a hospital-based drug.
Oh.
That's not something we would do on the outside the hospital or in an outpatient setting.
Hydroxychloroquine?
That's not had any data to prove it effective enough for us to use it for COVID-19. Okay. So building our toolbox is really helpful because it means wherever you are in the spectrum, either avoiding getting it, that's the vaccine, masks, social distancing, or if you're just in the early stages of illness, testing is really important. And then if you're getting sort of more severe but not hospitalized, then you look at the monoclonal antibodies. And then if you end up in the hospital, we've got remdesivir. So we're starting to see this spectrum of care that we can offer people.
People who've been in the hospital and you've treated with remdesivir, do they come out fully protected forever?
Oh, no. I think what you have after your illness, you have antibodies for a certain amount of time. I think
we're not sure about that. I didn't mean to interrupt.
We're not,
are we? Because it's only been 50 weeks.
We need more time. We really need more time to understand in real life, what does this mean for infections? Because, repeated infections from COVID-19 are rare, but they do happen. So, having more experience with the population of people who have been sick and what does it look like a year out, 2 years out, that's going to be really, really helpful for us to understand what we need to do with vaccination, how we need to apply our treatments.
Exactly.
It's going to be very interesting.
Well, in the time you have left, wrap it up for us. The rules are still the same. wear your masks, only wear three layers, socially distant, wash your hands. We haven't talked about it. Wash your hands. And still be kind.
Be kind.
So nothing's really...
I mean, we're still in a position...
Get tested.
Yeah, we're still in a position to try and be vigilant. The more you can do outdoors right now and enjoy the weather that we have and be so thankful for the fact that we're not in sub-zero conditions, do that.
Oh, boy. Go to Texas?
Oh, my
goodness.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
We had our 70-mile-an-hour winds a couple week ago or so, but...
Those were exciting.
Yes, they're gone. They call the wind Mariah. The rain is Tess. The fire is Joe. So we're going to be okay.
Yeah, I think we're getting better. You know, it's been almost a year. We're getting used to some of these changes. We just need to continue to stay the course in a reasonable way. Restaurants are now open outdoors. Yes. So if you need that, you know, social interaction, try and do it in smaller groups outdoors for shorter periods of time. So the amount of time to eat dinner or a meal. Mm-hmm. And then really just do your best to keep your distance as much as possible.
Same old, same old.
Same old, same old.
The only interesting new take on all of this is layering the masks and being a little more careful about what kind of a mask you have. What kind do you have there, dear?
I have a KN95, but mm-hmm. I will tell you when I'm not at the office, when I'm not at work in a healthcare setting, then I am usually using a surgical mask, which is one of those blue ones that's three layers with a cloth.
This is a black one that's like the blue one.
That's like the blue one. Mm-hmm. So I would wear a cloth mask over that.
Over that.
And
I wonder if I can find a red one.
That, and that's another thing we've gained over the last year.
Yes.
We have lots of choices in mask materials and patterns. I know that by our front door, we have a myriad of choices.
Yes, I always brag on you and how you do that. Thanks, as always, Lindsay, for stopping by. We're learning. We're going through it together. You're learning, and you're giving that information to us immediately.
Yes.
And I appreciate that.
Keep the questions coming. They're great.
Get tested.
Yeah. We said it 10 times. Get tested. Okay, Joey pals, here comes the first installment of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Joey pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov. On the 27th at 10 a.m., caravan through African American history with the city's Black History Committee. Kicks off at United Methodist Church of Palm Springs on East Alejo Road. Palm Springs Disposal Services is working with businesses to reduce monthly waste collection fees because of COVID-19 slowdowns. Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., library a go-go contactless pickup service at the Palm Springs Public Library. Visit pslibrary.org for details. New COVID-19 financial aid hotline is now available to assist local businesses. Call 323-8273 7 days a week. New sustainability scholarships up to $750 are available for local Palm Springs businesses and homeowners. You can get a $100 rebate for conducting a home energy assessment. For details, visit yoursustainablecity.com. ACT Tours in Palm Springs want you to know there are three things that make ACT Tours unique in the world of travel. One, the Palm Springs-based company has offered fun, educational vacations both in the USA and around the world for over 45 years. Two, each ACT program is customized, and being a tour operator rather than a travel agency offers destinations no one else can. And three, ACT's low prices are unbeatable. ACT Tours is open for business. Visit acttours.com for more information. That's act-tours.com. Joey pals, get your date timers ready and stay tuned for more of the Joey English Desert Datebook in the next hour. If you miss anything, go to joeyenglish.com. Okay, Joey Pals, come on back for Kathy Allison, the women segment, Tammy Martin, the wildflowers, Greg Purdy, the tram is open.